With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Islands football leaders have earned seats at the global table. CIFA President Alfredo Whitaker and Women's Technical Director Martha Gaudette have both been appointed to FIFA committees for the 2026 cycle, strengthening Cayman's voice in international football governance. Whitaker joins FIFA's Stadium and Security Committee, while Gaudette has been selected for the Women's Football Development Committee, two influential groups that help shape global policy, infrastructure standards, and development pathways. The appointments place Cayman Islands football inside key decision-making rooms and reflect growing confidence in CIFA's leadership on the world stage. In other sports, the Cayman Islands Basketball Association, or CIBA, is proud to announce that nine local coaches have successfully completed the FIBA Level 1 Coaching Certification course, marking another major step forward in the continued development of basketball here in the Cayman Islands. The newly certified coaches are Cadane Hall, Franz Manderson Jr., Tariq Smith-James, Denton Cole, Alexander Brown, Irvin Palacio, Borislav Dejordic, Samuel Ogaro, and Kaya Clark. They are achievement brings CIBA's total number of FIBA-certified coaches to 17, significantly strengthening the island's coaching foundation across youth and senior levels. The coaches were formally presented with their certificates at a special ceremony hosted by Fire Away, celebrating not only their completion of the course, but also their commitment to elevating coaching standards in the country. CIBA President Cullen Anglin praised the milestone and emphasized the importance of having another nine coaches join the ranks among the FIBA licensed coaches.
This is really important because players are only going to be as good as the coaches that coach them. And so we have to really invest in our coaches as much as possible to give them the tools that they need to be able to develop our players in the best possible way. And our coaches are very passionate about what they do, and so they didn't want to lose this opportunity for this investment in themselves, because they too are passionate about developing our kids. And so that's what this is all about. It's one of CIBA's broad goals to focus on coach development, because as I like to say, coaches are the tree and the athletes are the fruit. So if you want the best fruit possible, you have to nourish the tree. So we're really excited to be able to invest in our coaches like this.
Anglin says they can expect to see an even greater impact going forward on the players and the quality of players being produced.
And with us now having 17 coaches total, you know, this is a really big deal for us to be able to expand our reach, and really speaks again to the higher level of quality that we'll be able to distribute throughout the island. You can expect to see more of these coaches taking their roles in our national youth leagues, also in our senior league. So some of these coaches are coaching in their national men's league just started, and you will certainly see them in the national under 16 league that's coming up. Some of them are coaching right now in the under 13 league as well. So they get to put everything that they're learning into practice right away. And that's what it's all about, to help reinforce all those things that they've learned.
The FIBA Level 1 Coaching Certification course focused on fundamental coaching principles, player development, teaching methodology, and best practices aligned with international standards. CIBA, however, continues to prioritize coach education as part of its broader mission to grow the game, improve performance pathways, and build a strong basketball culture nationwide. And their push to strengthen local coaching continues to gain momentum, with FIBA instructor Nelson Isley praising both the turnout and the enthusiasm shown during the week's certification courses.
I think that one of the best things about the whole week was the start coaching course we had on Tuesday, when we had those 22 PE teachers, I think, or just people that were working in the educational system. They came, we had 22 participants, and we just ran them through just basic basketball. And so I feel on their aspect, you could see that they created some enthusiasm, and probably will be people that will want to continue. If not as a coach, maybe they want to be referees, maybe they can be table people, maybe it can be administrators, because what FIBA's asking to have people involved in all aspects. You know?
Isley says the island is now positioned to take the next step.
And then in level one and two, now what's good about the island now is, if you remember, we have eight coaches from the first level one in 23, and now we have 10 from this, so that's 18. So now we, as I told Carlin and Coach Booth, that I think we should be able to have a level two within the next 10 to 12 months.
CIBA says the growing pool of certified coaches will directly benefit players at every level and help strengthen the sport nationwide. And staying with basketball, Cayman's O'Brien Wilson has been named Athlete of the Week after powering the Ravens to the McLouth Invitational Championship. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks with the details.
The Morehill Mount Academy small forward delivered a dominant three-game stretch, stuffing the stat sheet on both ends of the floor. He opened the tournament with 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 steals against KCC, followed by a 12-point, 12-rebound double-double in the semifinals against host McLouth. He then closed out the title game in style, dropping 20 points and pulling down 15 boards in the win over Riverside. According to the tournament, Wilson averaged more than 16 points and 12 rebounds per game. For the season, he's sitting over just 11 points and nearly 8 rebounds a night. A standout week and well-earned honor for O'Brien Wilson as the Ravens lift the McLouth Invitational Trophy. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Thank you, Jevy. That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.